Title: Noise Sweeps with Stock Devices, with Live 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. Alright, let's build drum and bass noise sweeps in Ableton Live 12 using only stock devices and stock packs. No third-party synths, no special plugins, just clean, modern effects that hype the transition, glue the groove, and still leave the drums and bass feeling huge. Here's the big idea. In DNB, noise is energy without melody. It's their pressure that rises into the drop, releases after the drop, and quietly keeps things moving during rolling sections. But if you let it get messy, it'll mask your snare, smear your top end, and make the drop feel smaller. So we're going to build these the pro way: bright, controlled, filtered, and duck to the drums. First, set the session up in a DNB-friendly context. Put your tempo at 174 BPM. You'll want a drum bus, a bass bus, and a return track called something like FX Verb. That return will matter later, because sometimes the cleanest transitions come from automating sends rather than drowning your insert chain. Now, noise source. You've got two stock options, but we'll favor the fastest and most common DNB workflow: audio noise samples. Create an audio track and name it Noise Sweep. Then open the browser, go to Packs, and look through the core library and any stock packs you've installed for noise, sweeps, risers, or air textures. You're listening for one of two noise colors. White noise is bright and obvious. It's perfect for main risers where you want clear hype. Pinkish noise, or airy textures, feels smoother and less fatiguing. Those are better for background top glue, where you want motion but not harshness. Drag a noise sample into your track. Make sure warp is on. For warp mode, start with complex for safe all-round results. If you want extra life and grain, switch to texture and try a grain size around 80 to 120 milliseconds. That can turn a plain noise file into something that feels like it's moving, even before we add effects. Quick coach note: if your noise feels too static, don't instantly fix it by adding more reverb. Reverb makes it bigger, yes, but also blurrier. The more pro move is: add subtle movement first, then add space. Now we shape it. Auto filter is the core move. Put auto filter first on the noise track. Set it to a high pass filter, 12 dB slope. This is essential in drum and bass because low end wash kills punch. Start the cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz. You can go higher if your mix is already busy, like 500 or 600 Hz for cleaner, lighter sweeps. Bring resonance to around 0.7 up to 1.2. That little bit of whistle helps it read through the mix. Add some drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to give it bite and presence. Now automate the filter frequency for a riser. Let's do an 8-bar riser into a drop. Over 8 bars, automate the high pass cutoff from about 300 Hz up to around 12 or even 16 kHz. But here's an intermediate level detail that makes a huge difference. The curve matters more than the device. If you do a perfectly linear ramp, it can feel kind of bland. Try a slow start, then get steep in the last 2 bars. That creates tension right when you need it. Or do the opposite: steep early, then plateau, if you wanted to set a mood without constantly climbing. Also automate the volume. Start quiet. Don't slam the riser in at full level. A nice rule of thumb: let the sweep peak roughly 10 to 6 dB quieter than your snare, give or take. If it's competing with the snare, it's not hype anymore. It's a problem. Next, let's add movement so the noise feels musical instead of static. You've got two great stock choices here: Phaser Flanger for smooth motion, or Frequency Shifter for that techy metallic air that works beautifully in darker rollers and neuro flavors. Option 1. Add Phaser Flanger after auto filter. Set it to phaser mode. Put the rate very slow, around 0.08 to 0.2 Hz. Amount around 40 to 70%. Feedback 10 to 25%. Dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. This makes the noise feel like it's breathing and rotating, without turning into a whoosh effect cliche. Option 2. Frequency shifter after auto filter. This is the edgy one. Try ring mod if you want it aggressive, or single sideband if you want it cleaner. Set fine frequency somewhere around 10 to 40 Hz for subtle motion. Then automate the amount from 0 up to maybe 15 or 30% as you approach the drop. You can even nudge the frequency upward slightly in the last bar. That little metallic tension is a signature trick in a lot of modern techie DNB, because it creates urgency without sounding like a super saw riser. Now we give it lift with reverb, but we do it controlled. Add hybrid reverb after your movement device. Pick a hall, plate, or large space vibe. Set decay around 3.5 to 7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the noise stays present before the tail blooms. Set dry slash wet somewhere around 15 to 30%. Insight Hybrid Reverb. Use the EQ if it helps. Low cut around 250 to 500 HC, and if it's harsh, consider a high cut around 12 to 16 KHC. Automation idea. As you approach the drop, let the reverb wet rise slightly, maybe 15% up to 28%. Then do the most important move. Snap it down right on the drop, like 0 to 5% at the drop. This keeps your drums clean and makes the drop feel like it arrives into focus. And now the D&B secret sauce, ducking. Noise sweeps can be perfectly designed and still ruin your drop if they sit on top of the snare transient. So at the end of the chain, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your drum bus, or even better, a dedicated sidechain trigger track that's basically just kick and snare. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds as a starting point. Then lower the threshold until the noise breathes with the drums. You want it to dip on the hits and rise in between. If the ducking feels like it's wobbling or pumping in a weird way, your release is fighting the pattern. In Fast DNB, tiny release changes make huge feel differences. The goal is, the noise returns between snare hits, not on top of them. At this point, you've built a solid riser chain. Let's make it a reusable toolkit. Select Auto Filter, your movement device, Hybrid Reverb, and Compressor. Group them into an audio effect rack. Then map macros so you can perform the sweep quickly. Macro 1, sweep, map to Auto Filter Frequency. Macro 2, tension, map to Auto Filter Resonance and Frequency Shifter Amount, or Phaser Amount if you chose Phaser. Macro 3, air, map to Hybrid Reverb Dry / Wet. Macro 4, size, map to Hybrid Reverb Decay. Macro 5, pump, map to Compressor Threshold. Macro 6, tone. You can map Auto Filter Drive or add Saturator and map Drive there. Then save it as something like DNB Noise Sweep Stock, so you can drop it into any project and move fast. Now let's build three common DNB sweep types with this setup. First, the 8-bar riser into the drop. Make the clip 8 bars. Automate the filter cutoff from low mid up to bright. Add a volume ramp. In the last half bar, increase resonance slightly. Maybe open reverb a touch, maybe widen a bit. But also consider a powerful arrangement trick. Add a tiny pocket of negative space right before the drop. In the last eighth note or last quarter note, pull the noise down quickly, either volume or filter. That split second of silence makes the drop feel bigger than adding yet another effect. Second, a 1-bar downlifter after the drop, like an air release. Easiest workflow. Duplicate your riser audio clip, reverse it, and shorten it to 1 bar or 2 bars. Keep a high pass on it, like 300 to 600 HC, so it never adds weight, and reduce the reverb wets so it doesn't smear the new section. This downlifter is not supposed to be the star. It's like pressure release so the listener's ear resets into the groove. Third, rhythmic noise as a top layer during rolling sections. This is the spray above the hats. Keep it low in the mix. High pass it. Duck it hard with side chain. Then add auto pan before the reverb. Here's a key detail. Set auto pan phase to 0 degrees. That turns it into amplitude modulation. Basically a tremolo, not left-right panning. Now set the rate to 1/16th or 1/32nd, amount 30 to 70% depending on how obvious you want it. This gives you stuttered air without needing a gate plugin, and it locks into the groove in a very DNB-friendly way. Now a couple intermediate pro control upgrades. Two-stage filtering. Do a high pass early to remove weight, then later in the chain do a gentle low pass or a small EQ dip to prevent ice pick fizz as the sweep opens. This lets you automate excitement without letting the last bar turn into painful brightness. If you need it, drop in a Q8 near the end and tame 6 to 10 kHC a few dB, or low pass around 14 to 16 kHC. Width sweep that's big but mono safe, as utility after your main chain. Automate width, from around 80 to 100% up to 140 or 170% only near the end of the riser. Then snap it back at the drop. If the widened top gets brittle, follow with a Q8 and gently tame 8 to 12 kHC. If you want the noise to feel pitched without becoming a synth line, add resonators after the filter. Use one or two resonators, tune one to your root note or fifth, and keep dry / wet very low, like 5 to 15%. It's a psychoacoustic trick. The ear hears a tonal center, but it still feels like noise. If you want heavier, dirtier D&B, add saturator before reverb. Soft clip-on, drive 3 to 8 dB. Then high pass after saturation if it adds mud. And for that dystopian radio air vibe, band limit it with a Q8, high pass around 500 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz, that sits behind Neuro and Tech rollers really nicely. One more advanced transition trick that sounds super pro and is still stock only. Reverse reverb suck in. Send a short noise burst to your big FX verb return with hybrid reverb. Record or resample just the reverb tail. Reverse that audio and place it right before the drop. It feels like the track inhales into the downbeat, and it glues the transition in a way that plain filter automation sometimes can't. Now, quick mini practice so you actually lock this in. Build a 16-bar DNB phrase, drums and bass looping. Then add three noise events, bars 1 to 8, a subtle rhythmic air layer. Auto pan at 1/16th, phase at 0 degrees, side chained, low level, high passed, bars 9 to 16, an 8-bar riser into bar 17, filter sweeping up, more tension in the last bar, maybe a touch more width or reverb send. Then on bar 17, the drop, do the snap down, reverb wet to near zero, width back to normal, and make sure the snare is still the loudest event. When you check your result, do two quick tests. First, listen in mono. Does the drop still hit harder than the build? Second, mute the sweep. Does the section still work musically? If it falls apart without the sweep is doing too much. Wrap up. Stock noise from PAX, shaped with auto filter, animated with phaser flanger or frequency shifter, lifted with hybrid reverb, and controlled with sidechain compression. Save it as an audio effect rack with macros so you can move fast across projects. If you tell me your substyle, like Liquid, Jungle, Neuro, or Minimal Rollers, I can suggest a specific movement choice for the Tier 2 phrase marker and a bar-by-bar automation shape that matches that vibe.